You're tuned in to 91.5 FM, The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City.
We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much.
Jesus and others and you, what a wonderful way to spell joy. Jesus and others and you, in the life of each girl and each boy. J is for Jesus, for He has first place. O is for others, we meet face to face. Y is for you, and whatever you do, put yourself third and spell joy, joy, joy. Oh, I know, it's rough this early in the morning, certainly. It's rough on my voice this early in the morning, too. But I just wanted to share that with you. It's important for us to have joy every morning as we get ready to do the work that God's called us to do. Well, you know that I think, and I think you think too, I think everybody knows that relationships play a large part in this thing we call life. It can be a relationship with our family, or relationships with those that we work with, or relationships with those at church, or those that we come into contact with every day. Now, I'll be the first to tell you that not every relationship is pleasant and joyful. Some are just necessary relationships, and we have to put up with them. They're beyond our control. But, you know, we've got to do our very best to maintain the relationships so that we can have peace in our daily life, whether they be those that we want to have or those that we have to have. The closest relationships are, of course, with intimate family members, husband and wife, children, parents, neighbors, fellow workers. But there's another relationship that's often neglected, and that's contact with our Heavenly Father. We need to maintain contact with our Heavenly Father, God Himself, with His Son, Jesus Christ, and with God the Holy Spirit. These intimate relationships are of the utmost to maintain through daily contact and communication. We call it communion with God. If you've got a question about it, look up John 1:12. But if we have this proper relationship, God the Father is only a prayer away at all times. Jesus Christ is our companion at all times. The Holy Spirit dwells within us at all times. These three, the Holy Trinity, are always available if we have that established relationship with them and if we're walking with them. Simply means that at one point in our lives, we've confessed our sins, repented of our wrongdoings, claimed the shed blood of Christ to wash away our sins and to make us new creatures in Christ. Now, the terminology is not so important, but it's simple, basic instructions that have been handed down from God the Father to help us, to lead us to forgiveness, to lead us to salvation and assurance of that salvation. it might be hard to understand for some folks when they first hear it, but in simple terms, we were born in sin. The sin passed down through the years from our original parents, Adam and Eve. It's kept us separated from God the Father because we continue to follow the ways of our original parents. David the king and psalmist said, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." Psalm 51:5. He was referring to Adam and Eve's sin, not anything about his biological mom. The apostle Paul said, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That's in Romans 3:23. He told us in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So we can do nothing. We're helpless and hopeless on our own. We need the God of creation to come into our lives and save us. He will change us. He'll make us worthy of this very important relationship with Him. The worthiness is from Him Himself. And He'll give us blessed assurance of sins forgiven and a future home in heaven. Paul said it this way, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved," in Acts 16:31. So we believe, receive, repent, we come to God on His terms, we allow Him to forgive us and make us a new creation, worthy of a relationship with Him, and we make a place, we reserve that place, at home in heaven with Him. John 6:37 says that if anyone will come to Him, He will in no wise, no way, cast him out. And that's important for us to know. Heavenly Father, we thank You once again for the opportunity to come before Your throne in the name of Jesus Christ, through the blood of Christ. We come that we might be and do what You would have us to be and to do. And we think of those that have simply placed their faith in Jesus Christ this morning. We ask You to bless them and guide them and direct them and show them the way to go. We thank You for the fact that they've come to faith in Christ. And Lord, we thank You for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we thank You for the opportunities that You give us day by day to serve You. And so, Lord, we ask for Your provision for WHCB, for each of us that serve at WHCB. And we thank You for that. We give You praise. And we do that in the name that's above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior and our soon coming King. Amen and amen.